Rod.
Okay, we'll call to order the Board of Equalization meeting at 8:31 on the clock for December 7th, 2016. Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 if we can change the one.
Thank you.
6-0 in favor. Okay. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Okay. Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, nobody here, I guess, so unless the press has something they'd like to comment on, or you guys are more than welcome to, you know. So none? Okay, Annette?
The only thing new I have today is we did mail out the reaffirmation of, well, we didn't mail those.
No.
We mailed theirs.
Wow. Did everybody get yours?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. No, I didn't get mine. Been wondering
why.
Didn't
get yours yet? They haven't hand delivered.
The treasure.
All right.
Or get hers too.
Yeah, and I was made very well aware that everybody else is getting theirs too.
Yes, so. I was too. Yeah.
Thanks, Patty.
Well, my wife is very upset because we haven't gotten ours. I don't know what it is. If they
we'll look into that, Denny. We'll make sure you guys do, yeah.
No,
yeah.
If we don't get any, that's all right.
You won't feel bad if you don't get yours?
Sounds like
did
a conspiracy. Denny doesn't have to pay tax.
No.
Yeah.
They might have put it
in
the
paper. Huh? Yeah.
Maybe they did.
Oh, yours
okay.
Is on your, I think yours is on your desk, Denny. Look, if they were in your... There's no envelope? I thought I saw an envelope. That's it right there.
I got my tax statement, you guys. They save some money on postage, so.
But you make sure you tell Janet now that you have it. Don't just leave it in your suit coat pocket.
I better look in here and make sure hers is in here, too.
Okay. Go ahead, Annette. Sorry.
Anyway, we mailed out the reaffirmation on the permissive exemptions. So those are due December 31st. And it's just the one that needs a signature and a date. It's not the one that requires all the officers and stuff, so. Pretty simple one. Good.
But on that, if they got one last year, they'll get one again? Or yes. How is that determined, I guess?
You get it every year, but there's every fourth year, then you have to list all your officers. The other years, you just sign and date it. If anybody gets any calls on that one, I doubt it.
I do have something.
Good.
I have a sales report. In my area, there was last Friday 240 acres sold, pasture, 65 acres of farm ground. On the tax rolls for $779,000, it brings $2,000, which equates to $3,245 an acre. It brings $2,000 an acre, approximately a 62% reduction of what we had on the rolls for.
Well, that's definitely a trend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely... We've had several sales here in the last couple months that are definitely lower than what our valuation is. So that is definitely...
It's good. Yeah.
Well, it's good and bad. I mean, but it's that
well,
is
it's
definitely
good for
starting
the farmers,
to...
Not necessarily
starting to determine a trend, all that's happening that over a period of years that...
Right.
We as a board, we as a county, we as, I guess, elected officials need to be aware of that, because if that's 30-some percent less than what we currently have it valued at, and in 3 years from now we get to that point, you take a third of our valuation away, and there'll be a lot different financial situations for a lot of government entities. I'll just say that.
Well, do you think the effect it has on the financial institutions, as they made loans on higher values and people went in to borrow money for farming and ranching and what have you, and up here value goes here, they no longer really have the equity in that loan. And I guess I shouldn't think of that.
And I guess I've asked that about that too. And a lot of the lenders, I think most of them that were prudent, never pushed those values that high. I mean, you had to come in with a substantial amount of cash, and they were just low. As the way it sounds like now, I think the highest best you can get is piece of property is worth this much. You'll get 65% of that loan. You're coming up with the rest cash.
Coming up the rest.
So there's that tone out there, and so that makes a difference too, because everybody knows where this thing's going. So.
But even that sale, it's going to be another year yet from 2017 that that sale is even going to go in. So
I know it.
Yeah. It's hard for Terry to know what the banks are really saying, though, because he always pays cash.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Why do you think I'm so familiar with the bank?
Anything else? From anybody, Annette, or no? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:37.